Rosh on the top of the page, and I'm going to have an olive. And there's the question. The question was Ben Azaria that the Mechatzini Matzog is not coming to be part of a prat. It's the teaching of the halacha that the shear that a person is supposed to eat. So the Muki Lo Achiyachu Beis Chatzini Matzog. Beis Chatzinim Shehem Besecho Novin Matzog Shehu Klipa Chitzeno. So you have to eat two pits and one shell. So he cannot use it for the prat klal prat. So how does he darshan? The word says he darshans like Rabbi Eliezer, Sarek Rabbi Eliezer, the darish ribuyi umiuti. Well, the darish el miyut veriba. So therefore, all you Eliezer only darshan just the original miyut. And then the klal, the riba at the end, and there's and he doesn't darshan as a miut ribui miut, but as a miut ribui. Well, it's a midrash mechatzinim batzog. He doesn't need to use mechatzinim batzog. For the purpose of the ribui and the miut, he can lift the mechatzinim batzog or batzogim. See, he knows not to use the phrase mechatzinim batzog as a miut ribui miut. So that's its only purpose. There's no reason to change the language of plural, singular plural. So that's what indicates to him that this is really is to stand as a separate statement, not part of a ribui miut ribui miut, but rather just a miut and a ribui. And this is a different topic totally. Okay. Now the Gemara Sakasha, Reb Eliezer, the Dorish Miut Veriba Prat Uklau Uprat Minole. The Kunder Eliezer, the Darshan's over here as a Miut Veriba. So does he have a case where he darshans it not as a miut and ribui, but as prat and klal? Does he have such a thing? So minole usually means how do we know it? I mean, we assume that it's true, and where does it come from? Here, the more is question that why are we assuming that that's true? At best, we can ask maybe he does have such a thing or not. So the lashon here is a little bit different. Tosfos asks that as a question. That we had before in this machlokes of whether you darshan the darshan is klal prat to klal or ribin miut, that machlokes between Rishmol darshan's prat to klal and Rabbi Kiva darshan's ribin miut goes through kol tarkulo. It's two different. They have a different mesura of how you're supposed to darshan all these scenarios where the Torah writes these examples and then more general statements, etc. So why we assume over here that Eliezer darshans it if Eliezer is on record now that he darshans over here as Ribi and Miyut, so he never darshans the plot of cloud. That's the question that the Moor is asking a question. The Tosfos says, "Who said?" So Tosfos says, "We don't find Rabbi Eliezer arguing. There are multiple places where we darshan a prat of klal, and therefore we require things to be kain aprat. Well, if we darshan Rabbi Miyut, you don't have a requirement of kain aprat." You darshan it that the general statement is marba everything, and then the miut excludes one scenario, as opposed to creating a general approach of how to deal with it. So we don't have Rabbi Eliezer on record in other places of darshaning and arguing on these drushes, so we have to assume that he does hold of it. The more wants to know, do we know places where he holds of it? Okay, that touches the first teretz. Then the Tosafot says the second shot that
who would be the eldest of the elder in the smaller group.
So take a look over here, the Tosis, in the Tosis, Rabbi Eliezer, the Dorish. In the middle of Tosis says Inami. Inami, Irma Ri.
Do
you have that Girsa in your Tosis? The Rabbi Tam has the Girsa of Rabbi Tam, not the Ri. The Karach Isle and the Baalma Prat. Uklalu prat. He does darshan prat uklalu prat in general. David darish b'miyat b'riba umiyat. If his general approach of darshaning is always riba, what?
Where's the re?
In the middle, one, two, three, four, five, seven lines down on the wide lines of Tosis. Two words: it inami or mari. What do you have? Yeah, see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Seven lines down from the white lines. Third word on the line. Inami. Or Marie, yeah?
First word in the line is good.
Yes.
So the Benotam changes, the Rishash changes to Benotam. Dalkarch Isle Ba'alma Prat Uklaalu Prat. He does Darshan Prat Klaal Prat. The Eridorish B'miyat V'riba U'miyat. If his general approach of Kultur Kula is Miyat V'riba Miyat. Shila the Talmudah the Gam Gabi Nazir Habi Darish Le B'Miyat V'Riba U'Miyat. Will Habi Darish Miyat Akron the Chidri Rabbi Lozer Ben Azariah to Hachi Adav. If I have a choice of darshaning it as a Miyat Riboy Miyat, which would fit the general flow of the Psukim, that's going to be a more compelling approach than to say it's a Miyat Riba, and then a drasha for Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But if in general, like darshan prat kal prat, so I'm coming over here and saying we're not doing that. We're doing something differently. So what's why are we doing this? What's compelling us? So we say, well, the only way that makes sense is since I hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in the last one. So now I'm left with just a miyat and a riba. So if I darshan it as a prat. Klal, marb everything. So that he says, no, it's when we start with the darshan, it is a miyat and a riba, which you marb everything, but the miyat is right one thing. Okay. Elevada capricious, the miyat, riba, umiyat, le darshle. In general, that's not how he darshans. El darshle, but proud to klal. Le feed the mida, the miyat, riba, umiyat, and a mida, but terribly darish.
Prat klal prat,
feed the meat of the meat, the meat of the meat, it's not the general usage, according to, even according to Eliezer.
He's not able to say, but yes, it's the eldest one.
Kitema kati, kima the ba'alma darish, prat klal prat, tachanami gabi nos, leader shaker abonim. Okay, so if we're saying that the general approach Rabbi Eliezer agrees to is prat kal prat, what's compelling him over here not to darshan it like the Rabbanan darshan? V'yashem d'hoil b'dabalma darish kol atara b'riba u'miyat v'chein b'miyat b'riba v'chein b'riba u'miyat b'riba after prat kal prat nitzan l'darish hold the rubber cameras lonitim klal uprat lidorish. Nerkel lidorish prat akron the chirbalozer nizarsha be prat klal uprat. Okay, so look like this. Tosafot is suggesting us right now Eliezer is clearly comfortable darshaning Reba and Miat, Miat and Reba, or Reba and Miat. That he was saying he's willing to do. What we're grappling with is there a mida of Miat, Reba, Miat? There is, and there's a Gemara that there's a mida of Reba, Miat, Reba. But here it's Miat, Reba, Miat. So the other option is Prat, Klal, or Prat. Now that's not a very common usage. That's why we don't want to see it in the Brisa even. Right? The Brisa Rishmol doesn't have this fourth case. It's an uncommon case. So what we're asking really, what Tosfos is saying now is specifically in a case of Prat, Klal, Prat, what does Rabbi Eliezer hold? Is he going to choose in general to follow the approach of Prat, Klal, Prat, albeit that it's uncommon? And over here, so then why over here didn't he do that? Because it's uncommon. If I have an option of using Miat and Reba, which is a common use of Kodesh Eliezer, and then saying the last statement is not part of that whole thing and it's for something else, like Rolos Ben Azaria, I'd rather do that than Prat Kal Prat. But in other cases where I don't have another option, I will darshan Prat Klal Prat. And that's what the Mar is looking for. So what Tosfos is dialing back is that yes, Rabbi Eliezer does agree that there is a meat in the Torah, does hold there is a meat in the Torah of Reba and Miat, and Miat and Reba, and Reba, Miat, Reba, and that'll be the general approach, A. B, he does agree that there is an approach in the Torah of Prat, Kal, Prat. C, he does not hold there is an approach in the Torah of Miat, Reba, Miat. And now I'm over here and I'm standing and I say I have option to darshan as a prat kal prat derabanan, which is uncommon. I have an option to darshan it as a miat and a reba, and the last miat is for something else, like Elos ben Azaria. So which one am I going to choose? So I choose the second one. But it doesn't mean I don't hold a prat kal prat when I have no other choice. So the Mara is saying, well, if that's what we're assuming Rabbi Eliezer holds, is that true or not? Do we find other cases where he does darshan? Actually, darshan's prat kal prat. That's what Tosfos learns the word kash. Okay. Okay. So, Amr Bilbo, Nafkele Mehaikra. So again, back in the Gemara. The Lashon of Nafkele usually means that he derives it from somewhere. He's not really deriving it, according to this. But we can derive Rabbi Eliezer Shita that he agrees to Prat Kal Prat, and he uses it in the following scenario. Pasuk says, so the Torah talks about by the Sharma Sacher that he gives over to, for the purposes of Shmira, an animal to take care of. So the Torah says Ki Tisha Re'eyu Chamor or Shor or Set Prat. So he gave three examples. V'chol Behemah, then it says V'chol Behemah Lishmor. So V'chol Behemah is Masha any Behemah. Then it says Lishmor for the purposes of Shmira. So that's a prat. So why is that a prat? Because there are definitely animals which are not, Shmira is not really relevant. Not, you can't, Shmira is not a, I give you a line to take care of. That's not, you're not doing Shmira in a line. So b'chol behemah means any behemah, means anything. Well, that's not really true. It's only animals which you could be Shmira, so that's limiting it. So that's a prat, klal prat. Well, the more is going to touch on, because we have a general rule in the Torah of the Chayah B'chal Behema. We have a general rule in the Torah of Chayah B'chal Behema. When the Torah uses the word Behema, the word Behema can be inclusive of any type of animal, not necessarily a domesticated one. Okay. So, okay, so now it's a prat called prat. So what is it teaching me? Chidarshan ke'ena prat. Okay. So, prat to call the prat, it does all ke'ena prat. So it has to be ke'ena prat. What's it been in my it? So it's marba oifis, I think. Okay, so it's marba anything which is bar shmira. So ke'ena prat, it's something which is that shmira is relevant to. So me, if I give him birds to be shermer, it would also be included. Okay, fine. Rav Amar Nafkele Mihai Kro. Here we're going to have it in this scenario. The pasuk says Vimen Atzon Karbanoi. No, not that pasuk. Which pasuk is this? It's the pasuk of Vimen Atzon Karbanoi. Mina Kopsim Amin Yizim Leilo Zachar Leilo Zachar Tzimim Yakrivenu. So with Arshin Vim Vim is Prat. Minatzon is clout. Kosim veizim is chazer parat. Prat who call the prat, it's a dollar ke'ena prat.
You must have met that one person.
Because min hatzar means only some of them. So that's a limiting statement. So that's a prat. Then it says soin means mashma any type of then it says that's a klal, and the krosim izim is a prat. So now the question is over here. So it has to be ke'ena prat. What's it coming to exclude? So the Tosafot over here brings up shat. That something which is lo nevda aver begufay, the Russian tries to say that excludes a reveya and a nirva, or an animal which was, so the animal was used, so those are not right for a korban. And then Tosis grapples with something which the animal was used for an aveira. Would that exclude an animal which was used to plow as klayim? And to saying that reveya b'nirva, which the animal, an aveira was done with the animal. The animal itself was the intrinsic part of the aveiro, so that's excluded. Person was charish b'shar b'chamor. Person was charish b'shar b'tzayin or tzayin b'chamor. That's not called the animal was used, and therefore that would be excluded. That's not a problem. Okay.
Just to make sure I understand. We're saying that if the animal is used to plant the volume, that's the issue. But if the animal is
No. Plowing climb. Tarash is plowing two animals with two different animals together.
Okay.
So that you're using the animal for an aveira. With the other hand, we're saying that it's not an intrinsic action in the animal itself, as opposed to aveira nirva, that there's an act done with the goof of the behemoth.
Would the same issue apply if the animal itself was like a mule?
Well, it's not right for a korban.
Oh, okay. So, all right.
Okay. Amalei Rav Yehuda mi diskarta the rabba belelef min hadein. Why don't you use this pasuk instead? Mina behemor, mina bakar, mina tzoy, the shkibur is korban chem. Mina behemor, so again, min means some of them, not all of them, so that's the prat. Ha behemor is a klal, bakar and tzoy is chosu uparat, prat u klal the prat, it is all the kena prat. Okay, so why are you using the pasuk of minat zoin? The reason why he's asking the question is the pasuk that Rabbi Huda Descartes is asking actually comes first in the it's in Parsha Yikra, it's the second pasuk, and then later on the minat zoin karbanoi is pasuk is beginning of the second parsha pasuk yud. So why did you skip over Pasuk Beis and go to Pasuk Yud when Betzim is the same type of drasha? Min Abehema or Min Hatso Bokar Betzoyin or Min Hatsoyin, and you say Kvasim Izi. It's the same idea. So Amalei min high lekel mishum mino. So Rava said back to Rabbi Huda from this karta that from the first pasuk that you wouldn't exclude. Why? Because hava mina abehema. Then when the pasuk says mina abehema. Is Chaya Bechlal Behema? So the word Behema would it be inclusive to Chaya? And I would not know how to exclude it. So if you hear from the scars, I said back to Rava, Omalei. Chai b'chlal behema, that over here, are we going to argue chai b'chlal behema? It can't be. Haksiv b'kor b'tzoyin. It immediately says afterwards, b'kor b'tzoyin. So, v'habalei prat u'klal u'prat. V'yetadon l'kena prat. Okay, so what was Rabbi arguing? I mean, remember, he started this question, his obvious question. What's Rabbi's arguing that for this prat to call the prat to work, the two pratim have to be similar. So they have to be basically mimimayit the same thing. Because it has to be ke'ena prat. Well, if the two pratim have different messages, that's we don't know how to darshan that. So we have to say prat in the case which you have in the brisa klal uprat uklal. It's easy. You have a klal, which is two klal which are marbe everything, and you have the prat in the middle. Good. So you work with your prat. Here there's a prat klal prat. So he said, well, it's Ke'en HaPrat. That's obviously going to be challenging unless the two Pratim have the same message. So you're right. The second statement of Bokar B'Tzoyin obviously excludes Chaya. But since in the Torah's usage, the word Behema means, includes Chaya also, Chaya B'Chal Behema. So when the Torah said Amiyat, Mina Behema, which is saying, well, that indicates not all of them, but only some of them, that means only the Behemas and not the Chayas. Why would I say that? Where do I see in the phrase Mina Behema that Mina is excluding Chayas? So the first prat does not exclude chayas. See, even though the second one does, your two pratim are not similar, so you can't darshan as a prat called prat. That's what Rava's argument. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not a single word. It's a single word modifying the next word, but that acts as a prop.
It's a single word.
Right.
No. So, without further information, that modification is indeterminate. And to say that it's not the same as a final prop, why can't it be exactly the same?
It could or couldn't. I have no idea. What I have no reason. If the Torah usage, if I tell you that every time the Torah uses the word behemo, it's not excluding a chaya, why would I say mina behemo over here is excluding a chaya?
That's Rabbi Huda
from Descartes argued back to Rabbi. Rabbi said that's not true. If the Torah is so
taking that, going back to the process of you.
Okay. Well, see, over there it says me not so. So we're discussing so. We're not discussing. We're not talking about behemoth. So we're discussing so, which is kvasi b'izdi. So there, the prat of klal of prat is not being memayit the species, because there are only two species of so. Cost him anything.
It could be mamayit based on gender.
But Kvasimizim also doesn't indicate more than that. The whatever you're going to suggest is the Torah trying to limit. Mm-hmm. Right? So we'll say it means, you know what, you can't use all of them, you can only use some of them. So Kvasimizim doesn't indicate more, any more or less than that. So the two prats are on the same footing. The two prats are on the same footing. Min and Kvasimizim both tell me, well, you know what, I don't want everything, I just want some things. What? Now we're going to apply our logic and we'll decide something. But when the Torah uses the word behema, that word means a lot more than just than just the tzoyin versus kvasiism. Behema means many, many species. Bakar b'tzoyin is very limiting. Mina behema does not indicate what bakar b'tzoyin is indicating. That's Rava's argument. Refuted from Descartes is arguing that you're right. I'm going to use the second prat to figure out what the mean means from the first prat, which, and that's also valid prat to call a prat. So that's the thing they're arguing on at that point. Okay, let's tackle the rush.
Use the second determine what the mean means.
The word mean, the first prat, yeah.
Okay, very good.
Zakhtar Rush. Rebelos of the Darsh, Ribuyu Muti Prat Uklalu Prat Minole. Okay. Nihila Darsh Kulad Araisa, but Ribuyu Umiute. So I'll give you that in general, we'll assume he darshans in general, Ribuy and Miut. Remember the klal who prat to klal ain't a mita b'tara, and he doesn't hold of klal prat klal. He holds a ribi miyit ribu. I mean, nami the loy darish prat who klal who prat. Do we have to say that he doesn't darshan prat to klal who prat? Kamer Ravo in the Prat Uklal Prat Dorish, he does darshan Prat Uklal Prat. By Kro the Vichyitain Ish Areyu, the Darshi Rabbanim Perkazov, Beklal Uprat Uklal, Mamaiti Mine Avodim Bishtoris Rikakos, Darshi Rabbeliezer, Beprat Uklal Uprat, Mamait Mine Kihecha the Mamaiti Rabbanim Mine. So the Rabbanan darshan is a klal prat klal. He darshans it, which he doesn't have, because he holds a ribi amid. He darshans it as a prat klal prat, and he's a mayit of avodim, shtaris, and karkos. Okay. That those are not kaina prat. Rabba Amar Mehaikra Nami Mishkachas Le Midrash Prat Uklalu Prat. We have this pasuk over here also. We darshan like that. The pasuk of imin atzon karbanoi min akosim min yizim loy lo min is prat the masha mixes soin loy called soin. So that's what you're excluding. So min would exclude also cherish, bishar, ubechamor. I've used this animal for avera one point in its life, becharisha with another animal, or it was marbia klayim on this animal with not a person but with another animal. So all those are excluded from the word min. At certain is clout. And then it says mina kavasim prat not prat mafura shalay nevda behen avera begufay. And that's what we darshan. It has to be kain haprat that it wasn't used for aveira. Betema hechem ishtama min haprat from the second prat. Where do you see shlenev the aveira begufa? That it's saying it was not used for an aveira. So the rush remains as a question on that point. And Tosis. So Tosis asked the question also. What do you have to see?
What question?
This tema that the Rosh has. You have Shenevda? What are you asking me? Okay, mine it adds in brackets Shalom Nevdo. So Tosis suggests the second shot over here, we're being reminded over here, is a question of age. That a stam kevis is usually a young one, and so we're being mayit an older one. That's what Tosis suggests, that maybe the Gemara is that's what we're coming to exclude. So min is open to interpretation what it's excluding, and Kvasim and Izim is telling me younger ones versus older ones. Okay, then we have the pasuk of min prat namasha mixes behema v'lo kol behema lafuke chaya. So it's excluding chaya. Behema klal af chaya the klal b'chol behema. That's bimar b'im in a chaya. Bakar b'tzoyin chazer parat mar prat mafurish chaya lo. Just like the prat, it's saying not chaya. At the end of that Tosis. Sain klal kvasim izim chazer uparat. Tosis Rabba Amar. Okay. Now, so the prat kal prat is being mamayit chaya. The word behema would include chaya, but the prat kal prat is being mamayit chaya. So the Rosh Tema, my hani hai klolo holo marbi midi mekena prat. So you're left with just bakar b'tzoyin. So there's no need for prat kal prat. The point of a prat kal prat is your marba is something beyond what it says. Your keena prat. Okay. So I would think all behemoths. Kamash would only domesticated behemoths, which are what bakar b'tzoyin. So I'm left. The Torah said explicitly bakar b'tzoyin. So what's the purpose of a prat kal prat? So Rosh doesn't answer that. Then, so Amrle, not Ella, Amrle, Mahai Krole Mashma, the Chai, that the word min is not excluding it, the Chai B'chal Behema. Kvarle Motzis, the Mamer, min, the word min is a Prala Fuke Chaya. Mishum the min koya behema. It's saying some of the behemas. The chay b'chal behema. So how would the word min exclude chaya? I mean, menu with darsh and tigrish mixes behema v'chaya. Since chaya is the word chaya, the word behema is intrinsically means a chaya also, where would you see the word min to exclude all of the chayas? It means of, you say of all behemas the chayas, because that's what the word behema means. It means any animal. There's some animals not. But I wouldn't darshan it in this way. That's what Rabbi argues. And Rabbi Huderman Descartes is back. So the prata brasa would give us a sort of a clue how the darshan, the first prat, that is coming to exclude all chayas. The first Tosis says a little more explicitly.
So this is a real different. Because in the first case, with regard to the tzvah, the exclusion is one that can apply to any particular animal group.
Correct.
Here, what
that's what Rav is arguing. Correct.
So here what we're doing instead is the exclusion cannot apply to any particular animal group. But rather, the exclusion is characteristic only of a subset.
Correct. Did you see that choice? The top choice is. It doesn't mean a chayah because we see bakar b'tzoyin b'prat baser. The commercial prata baser and ma'ir chayah. Prata kaminam mean motzi lehevi the ma'ir chayah because that means the ma'ir chayah. The prat achron megala alarishin lemutei chayah. So the second prat is being megala back on the first prat to exclude a chayah. So here's another example of a prat klal prat. That's what Rehuda Descartes argues. Okay.